And welcome to Raw Talk. I'm your host, Yo. And if you're wondering why I'm talking so slow, I'm actually trying to stall for time, is actually what I'm trying to do. Yes, it's Raw Talk with your host, Yo, the show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, but most of all, get you to think. We want you to think about things in new and different ways, try to get a different perspective on various topics. And the reason I was trying to talk so slow at the start of the program is so far our guest for this evening is a no-show. Don't you hate it when that happens? Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, actually. We are supposed to be talking with Dr. David Hawkins, who has just written a book called Breaking Everyday Addictions. And we haven't been able to get in touch with him so far. Now, you're probably wondering, what does that mean? Well, it means one of two things. A, either I could, you know, talk really slow for the next 45 minutes and try and stall until we get in touch with Dr. Hawkins. Or, you know what? We don't need an expert on this topic of everyday addictions. You and I could talk about it. You guys could be the experts. So if you want to help me out and be the special guest on tonight's show and talk about everyday addictions, then please do so. 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Now, you're probably wondering, what is an everyday addiction? Well, you know, when we think about that word addiction, we usually think of something a little more hardcore, alcoholic, druggy, someone who's addicted to sex, which we've talked about earlier this year on this very program. You know, those are what we think of when we think of someone having an addiction. But let's be honest with ourselves here for just a moment. Aren't there other things that we're addicted to? And I'm willing to bet, even as I'm talking to you, some of you are checking your text messages or trying to see who's called you on your cell phone. Or perhaps, you know, you're just checking what the weather is like in Houston on your iPhone, just in case, you know, there's any updates. Well, that could be an everyday addiction. So what I want to know is, come on, be honest with me here. Let's all be honest together. What is it that you are addicted to? What is your everyday addiction? Let's talk about what those are, and maybe as we talk about that, we can figure out a way that we can get free from them as we try to get a hold of Dr. David Hawkins, who, you know, let's hope that he's all right, that he's feeling okay, that nothing untowards has happened to him. So 505-338-5790, you guys are going to be my special guests on tonight's show here on Raw Talk. So I'm going to need you to help me out. What are your everyday addictions? What are those things that you do every day that when you stop to think about it, you don't really think you could do without? I know there's some things out there that you do every day that if you really stop to think about it, you couldn't do without it. You wouldn't be able to get by without it. What are your everyday addictions? And more importantly, why are we addicted to them? How can we get past those addictions? Why should we care? Let's talk about that together tonight on Raw Talk. 505-338-5790. You guys are the special guests on Raw Talk this evening. And let me just say, to start things off, I know this is going to get a lot of people upset, but I'm going to be bold. I'm willing to say it. One of the things I'm addicted to is the Broncos winning. That's one of the things I'm addicted to. I cannot do without the Broncos winning. If the Broncos don't win, I'm moody, irrational, and just not really pleasant to be around. So that is one of my everyday addictions. Well, I take that back. It's not really an everyday addiction because it's an addiction that I'm really only addicted to in the fall when, you know, football is on, and then I'm addicted to it. And so, you know, my addiction was fed earlier this evening, kind of. It wasn't a very satisfying buzz from my addiction because it wasn't really a satisfying win, to be perfectly honest. But nonetheless, my addiction was met with the Broncos winning. That is just one of my everyday addictions. And I could say that, yeah, it's definitely an addiction because it affects my life. I know you're thinking, wow, that's really sad. But hey, let's be honest, around football season, a lot of you are addicted to, you know, your team winning or performing well. I know some people right here at work that are addicted to football in a different way, thanks to fantasy football. It's not so much their team particularly that's winning. It's more that their players on their fantasy football team does well, and they have to check it all throughout the week and see who else got points. And, you know, that's an everyday addiction as well. Well, what are your everyday addictions. Let's be brutally honest with each other, because, you know, the fact of the matter is, we were just talking about this morning in church, and it really got me thinking as our pastor was talking about living the abundant life. If you remember in John chapter 10, Jesus is talking about the fact that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give us life and to give it to us to the full. Well, can we really live life to the full if we're addicted to anything? Don't addictions make us slaves to something that keep us from really enjoying the abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give? So what is it in your life that's holding you back? I know that's not a comfortable thing to admit, but, you know, I'm hoping that you'd be willing to admit it for two reasons. One, because I don't have anyone else to talk to, and two, because, you know, the first step is to admit that we have a problem. I actually have another everyday addiction that I'll tell you about that's, you know, a little bit more severe than the whole Broncos winning at football thing. But I'll get to that here in a moment. If you'd like to share your everyday addiction with me, or maybe you have some advice on how to get over everyday addiction, I'd love to hear it. 505-338-5790. You guys are the special guests on tonight's Raw Talk. So if you got something that you want to share and help us out with, please do so. 505-338-5790. And the first brave soul to share on tonight's Raw Talk is Patricia. Patricia, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say, Patricia? What's your everyday addiction?
My everyday addiction is, and it's not every day, but shopping. I can get carried away with shopping.
You know what?
And that's money I could probably use towards something better.
I'm sure it is. But you know what? I commend you for being honest about that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are squirming in their chairs right now. Oh, shopping. That's true. Explain a little bit about why you think that shopping is an everyday addiction for you, Patricia.
Because sometimes I'll go to the store and I'll end up buying things that I really didn't need, but that just kind of said, take me home.
that's perfectly fair, yeah.
I mean, like, you go into a store and you plan to buy one thing and you end up with six or seven different items, or even if, you know, how they say you go into Costco and come out spending $100 easily. It just all adds up.
Yes, it does. Do you think of shopping as retail therapy? Is it a way for you? You know, you had a rough day, a rough week, or whatever, and you kind of like, you know what? I'm going shopping because that's going to make me feel better. Is that part of it at all for you?
In a way, it is. Yes, I have to admit that. Even though I don't want to say that it is.
No, I'm so proud of you for being so brave. Continue, Patricia. Well, you know, I have to say that I have a little bit of that myself. Like, when I get into a funk, not feeling so good, had a rough day at work or whatever, that I also have that urge, you know. You know what would make me feel better? Buying a new video game. That would make me feel better. Or buying a new movie so I can waste time doing nothing. So I have a little bit of that as well. But before I let you go, Patricia, let me ask you a searching question, all right? Look deep within yourself and see if you can come up with an answer for this. How do you think you could get away or break free from your everyday shopping addiction?
Probably planning with my money better. Like, when I first get my money, putting money aside, of course you want to put your tithes and offerings aside right off the bat, and then just and I think probably the envelope system is probably the best
way to do that. Yeah.
And just set money aside for each thing, and that way you're not, you know, you have every penny planned out instead of just taking your check, cashing it, and then when you hit the store, going crazy.
You know,
which
what?
I have a tendency to do.
You're not the only one, Patricia. And, you know, that's actually good advice. Budgeting, good way to overcome that particular addiction. Hey, Patricia, thank you so much for being so brave and being the first one to call in tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that. And here's to you breaking that everyday addiction through the power of God, who will enable you to find His ability and his strength to overcome it. So thanks for calling in tonight, Patricia.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Well, 505-338-5790
to call in tonight. And Patricia, brave, brave soul who called in and got things started tonight. Our guest was going to be Dr. David Hawkins. Honestly, I don't know where he is. Maybe he got addicted to something and couldn't make it tonight. We will carry on without him. You guys are going to be the special guests on tonight's show. 505-338-5790. Talking about everyday addictions. What sort of everyday addictions do you have? Patricia brought up a very common one, shopping. Well, what other everyday addictions are out there? What are you addicted to? And, let's be honest. I'm willing to be honest. You've heard me say some pretty shocking things about myself on the show. And you guys have always been very nice not to think any less of me for being honest and admitting that I'm human. Well, if we want to overcome our everyday addictions, let's talk about what some of those things are. What are some of those things that ensnare us, that keep us from enjoying the full life that Christ came to give us? 505-338-5790. And our next brave soul on this journey of self-discovery is Natalie. Natalie, welcome to Raw Talk. And tell me, my friend, what kind of everyday addiction might you have?
Dude, I have to be completely honest.
All right, do it.
Mine is caffeine. If I don't get my daily dose of caffeine, I am a terrible person to be around.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind if I ever meet you, then I'll have caffeine on hand. Can I ask, what is your caffeine inducement of choice?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from just a regular cup of coffee to a Red Bull.
To a Red Bull. That's pretty intense. Yeah, let me ask you something. Have you seen these commercials for that Pepsi Max, where it says it has more ginseng and more caffeine? Is that something that appeals to you? Say, hey, that's what I need. I need more caffeine. Yeah, they made that for me. Do you have that reaction when you see stuff like that?
You know, honestly, I had the complete opposite reaction. Man,
really?
That is the last thing I need.
Well, good for you. Now, let me ask you, why do you think you have this particular everyday addiction? What is it about caffeine that you feel like you absolutely must have?
I've actually been drinking it ever since about fifth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that would pretty much do it.
Yeah, and if I don't, I get headaches, and it really is like a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is also, it's a routine, it's a habit. And if
right.
I don't, I feel like I've skipped an important part of my morning.
Well, I can understand that. My mom drank coffee a lot, and started to actually affect her. she had bad tummy problems. It's okay to say tummy on the air, right? That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people laugh when I use the word tummy. That's the only word I've ever known. Well, Natalie, let me ask you, what is a way that you think that you might be able to get free from your caffeine addiction? Can you think of anything that might help you do that, that, maybe it might help others?
I've actually been trying to break it recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been kind of easing off of it and, actually drinking tea instead of coffee.
Oh, good.
I know that still has caffeine, but, partially it's just like the warm beverage in the morning.
Well, I actually have a few tips here for you, thanks to our wonderful researcher, Sorrel, who did some great research. She actually found, some research on caffeine addiction and some tips to help you quit the caffeine addiction. So do you mind if I share some of these with you?
Please.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. So this is just a few things that you can do to help cut down on a caffeine addiction. One, cut back slowly don't go cold turkey. Cut back slowly to minimize the effects. Drink lots of fluids. That will help prevent the headaches and some of the other withdrawal symptoms that you might have. One of them you're already doing is drink traditional teas and fruit blends of coffee. You can kind of change what you intake. Try dried fruits, sugar-free gum. That might be able to help you out with that. Write a list of benefits that you would have from giving up caffeine and keep that with you so you have a reminder of why you want to give up caffeine. This is actually kind of interesting. Book an appointment at the dentist to get your teeth polished. And I don't know if you've ever done that, but, after you have your teeth polished or you get your teeth really, really, really clean, you don't really want to do much to them to stain them again. So that might be a good deterrent. Get a stress ball. So, you know, you got that morning, I need my caffeine. You can take it out on the stress ball. So that's just a few things that might help with that. So hopefully that'll give you something to work with there, Natalie. And you know what? Thank you for being so honest about your everyday addiction and sharing with us.
Yeah, hey, thanks for those tips. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please do so, because I have an everyday addiction that involves caffeine myself. I'm actually addicted to chocolate, so you and me are kind of in a similar boat. So I'm going to try that as well.
I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Natalie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You bet. 505-338-5790. Natalie, such a brave soul taking on caffeine addiction. How many of us can admit that we're addicted to that? You know, coming into work, I think I'm going to start counting the number of people I see with coffee cups in their hand. I'm willing to bet I'd get down to my toes, meaning, you know, I'd go through both hands and then I have to start counting on my toes. I'm willing to bet I could find that many. Well, it's Raw Talk. We're talking about everyday addictions. We're going to be talking about that with our special guest, Dr. David Hawkins, who unfortunately hasn't been able to make it yet. So I'm asking you guys to be the star of the show. And we're just talking about everyday addictions. What is your everyday addiction? You know, we're not talking about drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction. You know, those, we often think, well, that's serious addiction. I don't have that problem. But let's be honest. Isn't any kind of addiction something that makes us a slave? Something that keeps us from truly enjoying the freedom that Christ came to give us? Do we really want to be addicted to anything? So perhaps tonight we could just take some time to search our lives, to, you know, get introspective and think about what exactly is it in my life that's keeping me from enjoying the abundant free life that Christ talked about so often in the New Testament. Wouldn't you like to have an abundantly free life? I know I would. And I can think of a couple things that are actually hindering me from doing that. Well, what's hindering you? And the reason we're talking about this, you know, as we talk about it, there's other people who are experiencing this. We have that feeling of community. You, my friend, are not alone. Natalie's not the only one who has a caffeine addiction. Raise your hands if you have one. All right, I see all those hands out there. It's like romper room. Hey, there's one right across the window. Good job, Jim. So, you know, we are all in this together. And knowing that, we can then, like Natalie was saying, you know, I'll keep you posted. I'll keep her posted. Let's be a part of this. We're the body of a Christ. We can encourage each other to get free of these addictions. Can you imagine what an abundantly free and alive church would look like, free of any addiction? That'd be astounding. We have Joshua on the line. Joshua, welcome to Raw Talk on this brave, bold adventure that we are on, exploring everyday addictions. And Joshua, tell me, what is your everyday addiction?
My everyday addiction is my emotions. I'm actually, a lot of times I find myself ruled by my emotions, and I'll feed my ego to make myself feel better, and you know, that stops me from living a full life with Jesus Christ. I'm afraid to stick my neck out, so to speak, and experience those things, to kind of step outside myself.
Right. Well, what do you think you could do that would help you get free of your emotional addiction?
Well, what I'm doing right now, I mean, I am actually an alcoholic, and I've got a little over 60 days without having a drink, which...
Congratulations, man. That's really great.
Yeah, thanks. And so, through Alcoholics Anonymous, I don't mean to promote, because that's not something I should be doing, but there's steps that we take. But to get past the emotional, I think it would be stepping outside of myself by doing service work. Anything that has to do with other people, helping other people, surrounding myself around a greater cause than myself. Because the less I'm in myself, the less I have time to think about those, you know, those selfish, really, emotions.
Well, that's good. And you know what? AA is actually a foundation for a lot of people when it comes to breaking addictions. They have very good steps that are applied for all kinds of addictions. So I'm so proud of you, first of all, for going 60 days, and here's to another 60, and 60 years beyond that. And, you know, I'm proud of you for making that effort. And let me also say, you know, when it comes to emotional addiction, and, you know, you can correct me if you think I'm overstepping my bounds here, because I don't know your situation, but any time that we find our identity wholly and completely in Christ, I think we'll also find peace when it comes to balancing our emotions. Because, like you said, you know, stepping outside of yourself, when we realize that our identity is truly in Christ, that we don't really know who we are until we actually know God. It's by knowing God that we truly encounter who we really are. You know, perhaps that might help with that as well, spending some extra time, you know, finding out who God is, to find out who you are.
So, yes, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree.
Well, that's awesome. Joshua, thank you so much for calling in and being brave enough to share that tonight, all right?
All right, thank you.
You bet. God bless you, man.
All right, you too. Bye.
Well, 505-338-5790. You are the star of the show tonight here on Raw Talk as we talk about everyday addictions. What sort of things that we go through, you know, surround us every day, might you be addicted to? Why am I asking? Well, let's just be honest with this. Also, my guest didn't make it tonight. And actually, we had Sebastian on the line who had a good one, a more recent phenomenon when it comes to addiction with video games. It's something that we actually dedicated an entire Raw Talk to because it's becoming one of those serious addictions. It's one of those addictions that are really starting to affect a lot of people. And so, Sebastian, if you get a chance, call back. We'll talk more about that because that's another area I can personally identify with when it comes to everyday addictions. But 505-338-5790. And let's talk about what our everyday addictions are. For instance, you know, I talked about I have an addiction to chocolate. Yeah, I don't have a sweet tooth per se because if it's not chocolate, I really don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Which makes it difficult around Thanksgiving, which is coming up, because, you know, I don't like pumpkin pie or apple pie, or, you know, it has to be chocolate. If it's not chocolate, I'm not interested. So, you know, Halloween is my kind of holiday because 90% of the candy at Halloween is chocolate. And it's a tough time of year for me. And I realize so much that chocolate is an addiction for me that every year for Lent, that 40-day fast leading up to Easter, I abstain from chocolate. Why? Because I want to make sure that my priorities are straight, that I want to dedicate that time to God. And then what happens is the rest of the year, that addiction has less and less of a grip on me. Of course, by the next year, sometimes it comes back, unfortunately. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it hasn't, to be honest. Actually, I've been doing a lot better with chocolate. I'm so proud of myself. We were in the store the other day. I really wanted some M&Ms. My wife was willing to buy them for me. And I looked the other way, gritted my teeth, and said, no, I'm not going to get the M&Ms, because it's a severe addiction for me. But I was able to, you know, say no, which is always a good first step to overcoming it. So 505-338-5790 if you'd like to share what your everyday addiction is. Let's talk about it, because when we talk about it, well, then we have, you know, a community of support, and people realize I'm not the only one that suffers with that. Sebastian is on the line. Sebastian, welcome to Raw Talk, and tell me about your everyday addiction, Sebastian.
Well, really, it's about trying to challenge yourself, mm-hmm. trying to play these games, mm-hmm. really, because you can get really into it and you never really want to stop mm-hmm. playing. So it can be a real addiction because you don't know what's going to happen next. You're going to probably want to stop.
Well, yeah, Sebastian talking about video game addiction, and it is a pretty severe addiction because the way video games are designed, they feed that sense of accomplishment that we all like, especially for the male part of the species, females as well. But, you know, males are generally more task-orientated, and we like that feeling of completing a task. It's a job well done. Oh! And it actually releases the dopamine in our brains, and that can be a real rush, and we can definitely get addicted to that. And video games are one of the number one things I've seen that have been really designed to feed that. So let me ask you, Sebastian, have you thought of any ways that you might be able to overcome that addiction?
Well, I've been trying myself. I've gotten caught up in a game myself, really, that I wanted to beat before New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. but my stepdad is actually trying to make sure I don't really play that all the time, try something new, maybe go out for a nature walk. It's more of a challenge, really, for a lot of other people, but I'm able to try and break that. I can just go for a walk or go swimming or just hang out with my friends, really. It's not hard.
That's good.
And, yeah. So my life is actually pretty easygoing because I'm not that truly addicted to video games. I may play a lot during over the summer, but I'll still make some time for my friends, and mainly I'll just go out with one of my friends and just hang out or go with my parents, like the fair, like I did today.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we went out to the fair as well. Got sunburned. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Sebastian, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that, because I know that's one thing that a lot of people are addicted to. I remember there was a time when it was actually pretty severe for me, and I actually had to take my video game system, unplug it, and I told I hid it in a closet and did my best to forget which closet I hid it in to spend some time away from it. Since then, I have a much better control over it. Although, you know, I have my relapses, I'll be honest with you. I'm not perfect on that, but definitely have made a lot of progress in that area. So I can feel your pain if you feel like you're addicted to video games. Yeah, I know what that feels like. And you know what? We can all work on that together to get free from it. So, Sebastian, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that.
No problem.
All right, have a good night. And next up on this talk about everyday addictions, we're just talking about what is it that might be keeping us free. You know, before we move on to Clayton and April, and hang on, guys, I'm going to get to you here in just a moment, all right? Clayton and April coming up. It was very interesting. We're going through the Truth Project, and one of the things that they mentioned was this concept called the eclipsing of God. And what they were saying is that there are things in life that will eclipse our view of God. Now, when the moon is eclipsed, remember that just because you don't see it shine anymore doesn't mean that the moon has been destroyed. It's still there. It's just in the shadow of the earth. Well, the same is true with God. Sometimes things come into our lives that eclipse the face of God from us. We can't see him as clearly. He's cast in shadow. But that doesn't mean that he's not there anymore. It doesn't mean that he's gone or destroyed. It just means that there is something in the way that's casting a shadow on the face of God. What we want to do is find what that thing is and remove it so that the face of God is no longer eclipsed from us. So once again, we can see the face of God. And as we see the face of God, we can truly come to know ourselves, to know what it means to live a free and abundant life in him. But first, we got to figure out what it is that's eclipsing God from our view. We're talking with Clayton. Clayton, welcome to Raw Talk. And what would you say is something that's eclipsing your view of God, Clayton?
I'm not sure I have an addiction, but I don't want to just cast it off and say, no, I'm not having a problem with it.
Very wise.
So I know that I do not feel like I am in a good place mentally or spiritually if I do not get physical training every day. And part of that is because I almost need to train daily to keep my shoulder in place. My shoulder will actually has a tendency to come partially or fully dislocated if I don't train every day.
Well,
but I know that I get endorphins when I do train. So what classifies an addiction?
Well, you know, that's a very good question about exactly what classifies addiction, which makes me wish we had our expert here today. But reading through Dr. Dawkins' book in Everyday Addictions, you can pretty much classify something as an addiction where you get to the point where you absolutely have to have whatever that thing is. And if you don't, your mood, your emotional state, the way that you think is somehow altered. You know, if you don't get to do whatever it is that you think you may be addicted to, if you don't have that thing and you realize that you're more moody, you're irrational, you don't think clearly, anything along those lines where you are kind of in an altered state because you didn't get what it is that you might be addicted to, that's when you can realize that it's an addiction. And I actually reached that point with video games a while back where, you know, if I wasn't playing video games, you didn't want to be around me. wasn't a pleasant thing. So that's one indicator of when you might be reaching the level of an addiction. And that just comes from reading Dr. Dawkins' book, Breaking Everyday Addictions. So, you know, whether or not that's the case for you, exercise addiction is a real thing. And like you said, it's something that a lot of people get a lot of pleasure out of. We feel that release of chemicals that make us feel really good. We want more of that. And there's actually ways to beat an exercise addiction. Although, you know, yours might be a little bit different with physical therapy. But can I ask you kind of a strange personal question? Is that all right, Clayton?
Yeah, sure.
You know, with the physical therapy that you're doing to help heal your shoulder, very important. you know, don't get me wrong. I've wrecked both my ankles playing basketball, so I understand the importance of physical therapy. But how much of your physical therapy do you do simply through prayer? You know, we're going through the Truth Project again, talking about, do you believe what you believe is really real? And if so, you know, when the Bible says that God is a healer, do you believe that's really real? And if so, how do you respond to that? So perhaps, again, you know, if I'm overstepping any personal bounds, you can say so. Perhaps, you know, praying for it to be healed as much as you, you know, attend to the physical needs, which is very important, might help prevent that from ever coming in addiction. How much have you thought about that aspect of it?
When I dislocated my shoulder last week, I actually did pray about it. And then I felt that I needed to do physical therapy because mm-hmm. I know that if you don't do physical therapy, you can get serial dislocations.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I did some physical therapy, but I made sure I took a little bit of rest and took it light.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and saw my physical therapist, and she said that she was really impressed and that I should recover in a week or two.
Oh, good.
I definitely see God's hand in that.
Good. Well, very good. Well, you know, I was just curious because, you know, sometimes – and I'm sure this is going to step on a lot of people's toes. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, hey, if you're a Christian, you don't ever need medicine. Not in that camp, all right? But sometimes we can swing the other way. We're like, well, you know, whatever the doctors say, whatever medicine says, that's what I'm going to go with. And we leave out the supernatural power of God being able to heal whatever it is that may be, you know, affecting us. I'm kind of in the middle. It's like, you know what? God gives us doctors who have wisdom so they can help us, but sometimes he can also do the work himself. So somewhere between the two, we should be able to lead healthy lifestyles. So that's the only reason I mentioned that. Thanks for calling in, Clayton.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you calling in. Well, 505-338-5790. We're talking about everyday addictions. What are your everyday addictions? And you might be wondering, well, why do we even need to bother with this? I mean, if my addiction isn't hurting anyone, then what's the big deal? And I honestly think that just feeds right into the way we like to classify sin. You know, like, well, there's big sins. I don't do any of those. But the little sins, they don't really hurt anyone. It's not really an issue. You know, and that's not what the Bible says. Not that I'm saying that all addictions are sin, necessarily. They could be. Depends on how you view them. But I'm saying we have a way to classify things. There's the big things and the little things. They don't really hurt anyone. And, you know, as we all know with God, sin is sin. Doesn't matter if it's big or small. Sin is what separates us from God. A lot of addiction could fit into that category, especially if that addiction is starting to take the place of God. And then it certainly becomes a sin. I mean, it tells us right in the book of Exodus that you shall have no other gods before me, right there in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. So anything that's taking more time from God, and that's the majority of what you spend your time on, then you might want to look into that. We have amethyst. Did I say that right, amethyst?
Yes.
Good. Welcome to Raw Talk. And tell me, what is your everyday addiction?
Neopets.
Yes.
And
how is that an addiction for you? How does that make you feel? How do you know that you're addicted to Neopets?
Well, I have an account on Neopets.com, and I have steel plushies from Neopets, and I draw pictures from Neopets.
Well, that's probably a good indicator that you're really into Neopets. So we have that much established. Now let me ask you, what is it about Neopets that you find so appealing? What is it exactly about that you enjoy so much?
Well, it's like you're using your imagination of other characters,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of funny because you get to play as them, and like you can make fun of them, but they know you're just joking, like at all times, and it's really fun. And me and my friend, every time I go to her house, one of us have to mention Neopets. Yeah, so it's like the both of us are addicted to it.
Well, yeah, that sounds like you might be spending an inordinate amount of time on that. But, hey, you know what? We all have an addiction. Now, you know, this is the key thing about it, though. How might you think you could get free of that so that you can truly enjoy the abundant life that Christ has come to give you? I mean, what are some ways do you think where you could perhaps take your feelings for Neopets and turn it towards spending time with Christ and enjoying the freedom that he came to give us? Do you have any ideas on maybe how you could do that?
Well, the listen to Rob Talk every Sunday. And I always try to remember to pray.
Good.
But it's like I have a lot of stuff to do, so it gets confusing, and it's lost. But I always pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love Christ. I really do. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, sounds like you got some good starting things there. And, you know, who knows? Perhaps finding like a little 5-minute Bible study that you could do with your friends, you know, something that you might find really fun, some topic in the Bible that you guys are really interested in. You could do that together and find some time for that as well. You know, you never know what you might be able to do. Thanks so much for calling in, Amethyst. I really appreciate you sharing about Neopets.
No problem, yo.
All right. Have a great evening.
All right. You too.
All right. 505-338-5790. You guys are the experts tonight as we talk about everyday addictions here on Raw Talk. What is it in your life that's casting a shadow on the face of God? Something that kind of gets in the way of you really seeing the face of God every day in your life. We all have something. Let's be honest, all right? We all have something that we're clinging to other than Christ. Well, let's talk about that, because maybe if we start talking about it, like what it is, and we can identify it, then perhaps after we have identified it, we can start to see a way to push it aside so that we can see the face of God and truly be transformed, as it tells us in Romans 12:2, to have our minds transformed by Christ and renewed and really be changed by God. Because let's be honest, everyday addictions, be they caffeine, video games, chocolate, the internet, text messaging, cell phones, Neopets, all those things are stealing away our attention from God. They're stealing away our time that we can be used to serve God. They're stealing something from us that keeps us from enjoying the free, abundant life in Christ. They're stealing away the time that we have to refresh ourselves in God's presence so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and be used by Him to change people's lives. You know, if we're focused on something else, we're probably going to miss an opportunity to share Christ with someone or minister to someone or pray or do some of those things that we all know we should be doing, but we miss it because, yeah, I got a text message coming in, I got to tap out a response to it. 505-338-5790. You guys are the star of the show tonight as we talk about everyday addiction. So give me a call, 505-338-5790, as we talk about these things that are keeping us from enjoying the full, abundant life that God came to give us. You know, Jesus Christ, again, talked about it in John chapter 10, that he came to give us life and to give it to us to the full. Well, are you experiencing that, or is there something holding you back? I can think of a couple things, quite honestly, that are holding me back, and I'm not proud of that. You know, like Amethyst was saying, you know, I love Christ. I love God. Absolutely, I do. I know in my heart I do. But, yeah, there's some things that I probably spend more time on than I should, which is not necessarily a good thing. So just because you're addicted to something doesn't mean that you don't love God any less. It just means that there's something that's keeping you from truly experiencing God as much as you could. 505-338-5790 if you'd like to call in and talk about this. Gillow, this, Sorrel helped out with some research. And she said the research that she found, 1 out of 8 Americans are dealing with some sort of addiction that personally haunts them. That's 12%. I'm willing to bet that percentage is actually much higher if people are truly honest with themselves. Probably be closer to like 80 percentile. Between 5 million and 10 million Americans are addicted to prescription drugs. 10 million Americans are addicted to alcohol. 50 million Americans are addicted to nicotine. Those are some biggies. Let's see, 5 to 10 million, 10 million. That's like 70 million. That's already a third of the population of America that's addicted to something in just those three categories. Just those three. Now, imagine all these little things that we've already talked about tonight. How much of the population is being affected by that? How much are we being affected by that? We need to start getting free. Samantha's on the line. Samantha, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say, Samantha?
Hi. I have had a severe addiction in the past, and I have one now, but it's not as bad. I crack my knuckles a lot when I get excited, or if I get nervous, or if I get mad at my family.
Yeah, I know some people who have that kind of an addiction. It always kind of makes my skin crawl. It's not you personally. It's just the you know, the sound. What is it about that particularly that you find so enjoyable that it makes you feel like you're addicted to it?
Well, it's not so much enjoyable, but I get so angry or happy. I don't know what to do, and so I crack my knuckles because I don't want to punch anyone.
Well, you know, I certainly appreciate you not going around punching anyone. That's very good, Samantha. Now let me ask, what might be some way where you could lessen that particular addiction, where you could start to break free of it and find a different way to deal with your feelings as opposed to, you know, cracking your knuckles or, you know, punching someone?
I've been trying to pray more and
very good.
Sometimes I'll go out because we have lots of cats at my house.
Oh, nice.
So, sometimes I'll go out and pet the cats, hoping that it'll work, but it's hard because I've been doing it since I was about 10 years old.
Yeah, well, when you've been doing something that long, it's definitely hard. You know, I've heard the analogy for an addiction is kind of like if you can picture a little mountain and rain falling on it, that water carves little paths in the mountain. And that's our addictions because, you know, if there's a path, water will naturally follow that exact same path over and over again. The challenge for us is to start carving new paths for the water to follow through and to fall down. And that can be challenging, but it can be done. You know, and perhaps something else that you could try is doing, you know, some scripture memory. That might help build some new water channels in your brain to, you know, channel the water away from your knuckle-cracking, wanting to punch people in the face addiction.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll try that.
Hey, I think you should, and you never know. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Samantha, and sharing that. And, you know, keep up the good work. Don't punch people. Find another place and another way to deal with that. I'm proud of you for doing that.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Samantha.
Bye.
Good night. 505-338-5790 as we talk about everyday addictions. And we have Megan on the line. Megan, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hey, yo.
Hello.
Hello. I was just listening, and my phone might die, so I'm sorry.
Your phone's probably going to die because you've been talking on it so much because you're addicted to it?
Probably too much texting. Okay? Yeah. I just wanted to call and say that I think that it is very easy to get addicted to your past.
Ooh, good one.
Just your memories and just the things that you used to do formerly, maybe before you became a Christian or even while you were a Christian, you know, past relationships and stuff like that can just really haunt you. And I think that it's really easy to get so addicted to that you cannot see what God has laid out right in front of you. That could be such a great blessing if you would just take a hold of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what would you say is something we can do where we can break free of that addiction to our past?
What's something you could do to break free?
Yeah, how can we get over that addiction? How can we make sure our past doesn't have hold on us?
I think that the is to just really try and find time with God every single day. And I know it sounds so cliche because a lot of people say, well, that's what you need to do, and you need to spend your quiet time with God. And I think that it's just easy for us to forget that we have to do that in order just to keep our eyes on the Lord and just keep our eyes on what He has for us, because it's so easy to say, you know, I'm going to just look to my past, and I think that would be the best way to live my life, and it's just not really living when you're just living in the past, and you can get so addicted to that.
Yep, and, you know, that's the whole reason we're talking about this tonight is how can we live that free, abundant life that Christ came to give us? And, you know, I think, again, it goes back to what we've been learning in the Truth Project. Do you really believe what you believe is really real? If you believe that the Bible is true, you know, look at what the Bible has to say about your past. It's gone. The old man is dead. That your sin is cast away as far as the east is from the west. God remembers it no more. I mean, it's just replete of things that says, you know, you can be free of your past. So the question is, well, do we believe that's really real? Because if we do, it will have a profound effect on us here in the present.
Right. It's very difficult, though, to get to that place. And I always wonder, where is that place? Because it's so hard as humans to let go of those memories and to let go of the past. And I myself just letting go of a lot of hurt with my parents and just
being able to, you know, get over the fact that my dad walked out the door and he never came back. And, you know, how do you not live with that, you know, imprinted on your soul in a way? Like, how do you get to a place where you can become free from something that it's addictive to be hooked on those memories, because some of the memories are good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, it's one of those things where if we really want to get into that place, we have to, first of all, realize we'll never do it on our own. That's for sure. That's true for any of the addictions that we've talked about tonight. You know, when we're talking with one of our callers earlier who's saying that he's been going through Alcoholic Anonymous, you know, one of the key tenets of that is that you have to depend on a higher power, because you just can't do it on your own. We don't have the strength, but praise be to God that he gives us the strength to do all things, as it tells us in the book of Philippians, and that we can do them all through Christ Jesus. So that's definitely, it's not easy. Never
no.
is. Never is easy. But it's so worth the fight, because, you know, we had celebrated, remembered 9/11, and
yeah.
A lot of that is, you know, is freedom worth fighting for? We always say absolutely it is. And we get very patriotic about that. Well, we as Christians can feel the same way about our freedom in Christ, our spiritual freedom. It is worth fighting for.
Right.
Thanks for calling in, Megan.
You're welcome.
It's always good to hear from you. You have a great night, all right?
You too.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Well, 505-338-5790, talking about what are you addicted to? Everyday addictions, what are they? Because if at least we can identify them, we can probably get free of them, because once you identify the enemy, then you know how to take them on. We have Kay on the line. Kay, welcome to Raw Talk. And what's your everyday addiction?
My everyday addiction is food.
Food. That's a big one in our society for sure. And tell me something, Kay. How can we break free of an addiction of food?
Well, you know, it started when I realized that no matter what emotion I had to eat. If I was sad, I ate to cheer myself up. If I was anxious, I ate to calm myself down. If I was happy, I ate to celebrate. Mm. And God started to really show me that that addiction was actually an idol, because he had to be my comforter when I was sad, and I was supposed to rejoice in him when I'm happy. And so I really started to, first of all, I had to realize that it was serious, because when I would talk to people about it, you know, I have an idol of food, I have an addiction to food, they would just laugh and say, oh, that's just so cute. Addictions are only for people that, you know, are addicted to drugs or alcohol. And that's not that big of a deal. But I finally had to come to the place where I realized it is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And it's a big deal to God, because it's replacing part of my relationship with him. So what I just am starting to do, and I'm not even close to being free yet, but what I had to start to do was just take small steps and just talk to people, friends and family, let them know what I'm trying to do and being free. And it's hard. And being free from any addiction is going to be hard, and it's going to be a challenge, and it's not going to be easy, but if you just completely surrender yourself to God, I found, for me anyway, that really, really helps, just in those small steps. Just whenever I'm feeling anxious and I just want to run and eat something, just to run to him instead and say, God, I can't do this. I need you. And it just helps so much.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that one up, because I know that is a huge one in our society, and I'm so glad you brought up the issue that we all, that's so silly, that's not serious. And, you know, the whole point of doing this talk tonight was to point out, you know what, anything that is keeping us from being free is serious, and we need to start thinking of it as serious. So I'm so glad you brought that up, Kay. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
505-338-5790, as we're talking about everyday addictions and how we can break free of them. And, you know, something that Kay just mentioned made me think of something I was reading in the book of Exodus. It says, do not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Now, I know there's some people who don't like that. It's like, what? God's a jealous God? You know, there's some very prominent people in our society who found that very upsetting. The name is actually Elkanah. But the thing that's cool about that, when you think about it, it's not saying that God is, you know, some shallow person who is easily upset because of his insecurities that cause him to be jealous. No, God is jealous for us. He doesn't want anything to keep us from him. He doesn't want us to be trapped by anything. He wants us to be free to experience life as we know it, and he doesn't want sin to get in the way. That is what makes him a jealous God. It's just like a husband and a wife. When you see some sort of sin threatening your marriage, your safety, the emotional well-being of your spouse, you should rise up in jealousy and say, no, I don't want that to happen. I will step in and defend it. I cannot allow that to happen because I love that person so much. That's the way God feels about us. That's why he's a jealous God. He wants to see us free and to be free indeed. And he's jealous because he wants to protect that at all costs. He did protect that at all costs. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived as a man, died on a cross, rose from the dead, he did it all so that we could be free. And free indeed, free from the sin that so easily ensnares, as the Bible says, free from anything that would keep us from experiencing life to the full. So thank you so much, everyone who is willing to be so brave this evening and share your everyday addictions. I apologize that our guest wasn't able to make it tonight, and let's all pray that he's well and safe and did not come to harm, and that's what kept him from joining us tonight. Hopefully he's just fine. But it was good. It was a good Raw Talk. Thank you so much for everyone for calling in. You guys were the experts tonight, and you did a fantastic job pointing out some of the things that we are all addicted to on an everyday basis. And now that we know that, now we can move forward and fight for our freedom. It's something that we love to talk about as Americans. It makes us feel patriotic. It's something that we need to be just as zealous for as Christians so that we can truly be free in Christ. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this rather interesting and unusual Raw Talk. Thank you so much, everyone, for your help, and have a shway evening in the Lord.
AM 88.3 FM. ALYT Albuquerque. This is M88.